Welcome back, listeners, to the second episode of Rail Fan Landon Podcast Edition. My name is Lance Doma, and again, I'm joined by the man, the myth,
Rail Fan Landon.
Yes. Now, in the first episode, which would have been previous to this, we had a discussion about a local rail line that is a unique short run, huh?
Yep.
For those who didn't catch in, Landon, could you just give them a quick feedback on that, or what we did?
Okay, it's Hamilton Northwestern.
Yeah.
And they run 6.1 miles of trackage.
Yeah.
And mainly haul grain. Sometimes soybean oil, but mainly grain.
Hey, really cool. Owned just by one gentleman, correct?
Yep.
A single local person. Keeping an old rail alive. Really cool. Before we carry on, I do want to note that we do not have the rights or own the rights to the music that was played in our intro today, correct?
Yes.
And speaking of the intro, that's brand new. Now, before we got on the air, we took some time to talk about some tunes that have to do with trains, and that's how we came up with this selection. Landon, do you know what your favorite train themed song is? Now, before you move on, I'll share mine.
Okay.
Now I'm an old guy, you know, and I'm an old rocker, and the great Ozzy Osbourne, Crazy Train is my number one by far of all train themed. Landon, how about you? Do you have a train jam that just slaps for you?
It would be Union Pacific Big Boy 4014.
There you go. There you go. Landon pulling through in the clutch on that one. Hey, listeners, do you have a favorite tune that you would like, that's train theme, that you'd like us to play as the intro? Go ahead and comment below the video, and we may give you a shout out and play your jam on a future episode, right?
Yep.
Great. Well, today is not yesterday, so we're moving on to today. And yep. Today, we have a new topic. Now, Landon, I'm going to start out introing into this topic by asking you this question. Are you ready?
Yes.
Landon, if the president called and said, Landon, rail fan Landon, we have to close down all the train lines but one. There will be only one train that runs across this land. What line would you save, Landon?
CSX.
CSX. And by the way, what does CSX stand for?
Chessy, Seaboard, and X mainly resembles nothing.
Okay.
Of the railroad, but for the company itself, it means
I don't recall either, to be honest. Something to do with the cross, or is that the crossover of them?
Oh, it represents everyone as a company.
Oh, yeah. There you go. I always thought, like, I looked at the X and I thought, I bet that has something to do with a train crossing sign. That's what I pictured. The crossover of maybe Chessy and Seaboard, you know, like the X representing that. So it's safe to say that you are a very big CSX fan.
Yes.
And the majority of your content, correct, is be videos of CSX locomotives and that hauling, correct?
Yes.
Why and how did you get really so hooked on CSX?
Well, they run through my hometown in Holland, Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
And ever since I was little, before I went into garbage trucks and back to trains and stuff like that, I always, like, especially when I started my YouTube channel, I always like chasing trains, especially CSX, around.
Yeah. Now, CSX does run right smack dab through Holland, right on the edge of downtown.
Yep.
I know this because I regularly get stuck by their trains, you know, waiting and curse Landon's name every time. No. Maybe that's true, maybe that's false. I'm not gonna divulge that information today. But I can tell you this. I sit there and I count sometimes, and I've counted 80, 90, 100 plus, 110 cars. There's mass product being pulled through Holland.
Yes.
Can you tell me a little about what is getting pulled through Holland? Where is it coming from? Where is it going to? Kind of some information about that. What are these trains hauling?
They usually haul scrap metal going to Gary, Indiana area, Chicago, Illinois, basically.
Uh-huh.
And they haul LPG, which is liquefied petroleum gas.
Okay. Is that a natural gas type thing?
Yes.
Okay, gotcha.
It's it goes east, kind of Lansing area.
Okay.
But just before Lansing, it goes like just before Grand Ledge, so it's like.
Do they have a processing plant there or something?
Yes, a small, like very small, but they can take like 2-3 tank cars of 60-foot tank cars loaded with LPG gas, go into a big tanker truck.
Yeah. Now, for any of your listeners who maybe aren't from the Midwest area, I can speak to the Gary, Indiana, into the south side of Chicago, that region, and just remark on how extraordinary the train yards are there.
Yes.
There's so much movement. It's really remarkable. You said that they take scrap metal there. Do you know where that scrap metal comes from?
It depends. Usually it's Lee Padnos.
Okay, Padnos
in
is
Holland.
Is a Holland company, yep.
Yep.
Yeah.
And Grand Rapids.
Okay, great. And from where, when it goes down to the Gary or Chicago area, what happens to that metal from there? Do you know?
It usually depends.
Okay.
It could go to Gary, could go somewhere else out of Chicago.
I picture some of the steel producers and metal producing areas in this country, the Rust Belt, sometimes.
Yeah.
I picture where it might go from there. All right. Are there other products that might be running up and down the line through Holland and West Michigan?
Usually coil that comes from a local in Sawyer, Michigan.
Sawyer, Michigan, okay.
And eventually that coil gets loaded and goes to Gary, Indiana.
Sorry, coal?
No, coil.
Car. Coil. Oh, got you.
So it's just like steel coils.
Oh, okay. There you go. I got you now. What is that going for?
That goes to Gary, Indiana, and around the not Utah Belt, it's the Indiana Harbor Belt.
Okay.
Railroad. They bring them steel mills and make them into product.
Huh. Starts up here and just gets hauled across the country, huh?
Yep.
Cool stuff. Hey, I'm guessing some of your listeners, viewers on your channel, maybe would love to and do some of their own photography, maybe video footage.
Yeah.
Can you give them, the listeners out there, a couple ideas about where they might be able to catch some really good train footage in West Michigan, perhaps Holland area?
Holland is a good one, especially by, if people don't know this, they can look it up on Google Maps, but BBW.
Okay.
The Holland.
And BPW is the power plant, correct?
Yes.
Right as you're getting to the edge of downtown.
Yeah, you just take a turn right by, forget the name of the place, but a small restaurant and a car dealership turned on that road.
Actually, as you're coming into Holland, you can take US 31 in.
Yeah.
8th Street runs right to downtown, and you're going to catch the tracks right there, and you might be able to stop at Russ's, you know, and get a piece of pie if you're into that sort of thing. And
yeah,
I might be a little too into it sometimes. so my doctor tells me. 8th Street coming in, super easy to get in there, right? Why is that? Why is 8th Street coming? Why do you say that's a good spot?
Well, because the Historic Depot at pretty much historic because the original one burned down, unfortunately, around 1910.
Okay.
It got rebuilt shortly after that.
Okay, yeah.
And then...
So is this depot the same one for 1910 then?
No, it's okay. Was rebuilt in 1915-1920 era. It took them 5 years to rebuild the new one.
So we're about 100 years plus now.
Then. Yeah.
Okay, that's still historic, yeah. And what else might you find there?
Like if you need a snack, they also have vending machines inside and restrooms facilities that are unfortunately being currently worked on but should be open by tulip time.
Now, I've regularly driven by, and maybe I've even stopped a couple times at that spot. There's a caboose just sitting there. Lovely caboose.
Yeah.
What can you tell us about that?
Well, it's used to be owned by Max Transit.
Uh-huh.
The Max Bus people.
Yeah.
And now it's owned by the Holland Museum.
Oh, it is.
They're restoring inside of it for public viewing.
So they're still in the process of restoring it.
Yeah, but they restored the outside, repainted the holding and everything.
Oh, yeah. If you drive by, it's a beautiful, beautiful caboose. What line was that from?
That was originally used to be on the Pier Marquette.
There you go. Yeah, yeah. I've seen the sign out that says that. Great. Hey, now, Landon, you're not, getting paid by the Holland Department of Tourism. So maybe we get out of Holland. What's one or two other spots that you say this is just a great place to catch some, you know, sweet footage for your
East Sogdoch 55th Street.
Okay.
There was two good ones. Only downside to 55 is if you have four drive, you can go down there in the winter and catch trains. But if you don't have four drive, wouldn't recommend it.
Okay. 55th Street.
Yep.
East Sogdoch. East Sogdoch, a little bit south of Holland. Any other spots down that way?
New Richmond Bridge.
Yeah, New
Richmond.
Beautiful
park.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a pretty old trestle.
We'll cover the New Richmond Bridge in a future episode.
Yes.
But let's just throw the idea out there that this is an old wooden structure, am I correct?
No, it's a steel.
Oh, yes. Yep. Yeah, I got you. Right. Yeah, and that's right over the Kalamazoo River, correct?
Yes.
It's reminds me of a spot that a lot of people take their kids when they're seniors in high school for senior pictures.
Yes.
It's very picturesque like that. All right, great. Landon, I believe we've reached the time now where we need to probably let our listeners go about their day and their things.
Yep.
We do want listeners to know that Landon, we want to be interactive with them as well, right?
Yeah.
Now, we cover, you'll be covering rail topics that are mostly regional for us in the upper Midwest here in Michigan. However, we are open to other conversation points. If any of your listeners have ideas they think would be really fun to discuss or share information about, please leave that in the comments below this video. We're just trying to build up a base of people with similar interests, right? All right. Well, if we don't have anything else today, we'll bid you all adieu. On behalf of the Railfan Landon Podcast, again, I'm Lance Doma, and I'm here on the sign out with my friend Landon. Landon?
Railfan Landon out.